Social Show with your host, Chili Gilliam, Shawnee K, and Miss Llama, where we talk current events, entertainment, sports, and anything irrelevant. Yeah, you heard me. Irrelevant.
Yeah, you heard the guy. Irrelevant. News and relevant news going on. What's going on? I'm Chili Gilliam.
And Shawnee K.
And we're here to bring you the CG Social Show. It is the beginning, the end of the first week of February, shall I say.
It is the beginning of chapter two, guys. Hello to chapter two. I don't know what y'all wrote in chapter one, but shit. Hopefully, if y'all had them New Year's resolutions and all them New Year, New Me type shit going on, you accomplished them.
And some relevant information. Don't go to sleep with space heaters on, especially if you got animals. Oh. Michigan fire deaths are up 144% in January. We're up 144% since we are in February. But this is due to the increase of, you know, space heater fires. So definitely be careful when y'all using them.
Now, I hate to cut you off, but right now, pets and fires are up, period. You heard about the story that happened the other day where the pet turned on the stove?
Yes, which is a common mistake.
The cutting board caught on fire and shit like that. So, me, y'all, I'm a dog mom, so I don't have my knobs on the front of my stove. They on the back of my stove, which is good. And kid safety, too. If you got young kids, you don't want that. So, I don't know who got these stoves and like, why y'all got these specific model stoves if y'all got dogs and kids. Like, now, get rid of them motherfuckers.
Now, one coming from a, I don't want to say appliance expert, but appliance mediocre, been around a block journeyman. I know the electric stoves, you only have those knobs there when it's ADA style. Mm. But the gas stoves, the knobs are there because you can't see yourself reaching over the flame to turn
safety,
on the fire.
Safety, okay, okay.
So, y'all need to invest in, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but they may have knob covers.
Oh, I was about to say, I've seen a couple people take the knobs off.
That's what you got to do. Right. I mean, that's the safest way. That's the quickest way to do it.
And then something going around, something is, I don't know if it's the gas stoves or was it the gas furnaces, but something going around too where they trying to ban shit like that.
Yeah, I did see that in that number. They was trying to push for having electric furnaces.
Oh, okay. See, y'all, I don't know what I'll do without you. So, yeah. Right now, apparently, this is only in A2 and our. But, yeah, they trying to ban electric. Gas furnaces. I don't know. I'm going to have to have Chill come back to see if it's electrical gas because I thought it was gas. But, yeah, y'all. So, it's just like between the snow and COVID, it's just so much going on in the world this month already. It's like, and then you hear stories of COVID is dying down. Less people's getting sick. The hospitals what do you call that? The hospitals, patients are coming down. Like everything is supposed to be coming down. Like now all of a sudden, you know, we just passed the main two holidays.
Yeah, they keep talking about the numbers is coming down. But when you telling me in a 2-day report is 2,000, I don't consider that's coming down. Still consider that considerably, moderately high.
I think they just trying to say that because we just passed the surge. No, the holidays and all that, so the numbers are down from
that. Mm-hmm. And that just goes into turn. That helps out. I don't want to say help, but that help what the way people are. So fast. You want everything now. You want everything this and that. Now. Now you forget things. It's 30 days. Now we're saying we're forgetting 30 days. 30 days. We're reporting shit. You know, you're comparing it and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's down. Well, what is it down to?
What are you comparing it to?
You know what I'm saying? Like you just said, they probably comparing it to the recent surge. Mm-hmm. These numbers are down.
Way down.
But y'all still need to protect yourselves. Watch yourselves.
Wash your hands and wear your mask. Like, you can't even tell nobody wear their mask no more because that's just like telling them to
bitch, get out of my face.
Kind of like that. Walked into establishment today and I probably only seen a couple people with a mask on. If that.
Even though it was a bowling alley and they may have had a new air system, but still, don't trust nothing.
You in there eating and breathing.
I hate that, though. I don't know if you be feeling that way, but I've been feeling that way the last two 50-plus engagements. I don't even want to say engagement. The 50-plus occupied areas that we walked in, like a grocery store. This is not including a grocery store, but I'm just saying like a grocery store. Today, it was the bowling alley. A week or two ago, it was a baby shower. In baby shower, like we talked about, it's maybe 5 or 6 or whatever that we could count. Mm-hmm. But just today, it was like, okay, maybe you've seen a couple of employees that had them on, but just walking past people, nobody had them on.
And then this takes me back to the black people. Like, wasn't they supposed to hit us hard? Like, damn. Like, y'all ain't scared of COVID?
Hold on. Everybody going off that last study.
Hold on. This takes me back to the people who don't wear condoms. And we know it's AIDS out there. So
right.
It's like,
right.
How can we expect right. them people to protect themselves and help us protect ourselves or whatever?
AIDS been out since 1980 and these motherfuckers ain't been protecting themselves.
Nick don't even know what Trojan is. The horse. People probably don't even know what a Trojan horse is.
A Trojan? What the fuck, you don't know what a Trojan is? I ain't gonna give you some Trojan. What the fuck is that? You a virgin or something?
Hey, hell no. Booty call,
I don't know, because me, myself, I didn't like Trojans. I used to get Lifestyles. They had this nice ribbed one.
That's what I was just about to say. Just taking back to booty call days. Remember the sheepskin?
Oh, man.
And all that shit. Like,
I hope that didn't go underneath the backboard.
I got one in my hand in case it did.
That ain't gonna help me. That really ain't helping shit.
So it did?
No. Go check the couch. But, yeah, that's crazy. Like you said, motherfuckers ain't even strapping up.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
So, like I was saying, you can't even expect people to really wear masks these days.
I just say that. She come back saying the same thing I just said.
I'm just finishing my combo. Like, I was just finishing what I was saying, y'all. Y'all see he hating already? Hating already. We just started. Got to work.
Real quick. I'm using this damn laptop for a couple hours, and then I left for a couple hours. And if I come back, Thompson, ain't no internet connection. What the fuck you talking about?
I want to say my computer did this a couple of days ago, too.
Now, just one thing, if your car do this shit. Can't start.
Oh, my gosh.
No connection to motherboard.
No. We don't need that.
Shit. Technology. Technology got its downs. So, all right. I'm going to scan through some... You know what? I did not know this. I'm just seeing something right now as I'm talking to y'all. I'm going to scan through February 4th through the 6th and give y'all some birthdays, and then we're going to wrap it up with the 7th.
Hey, February 4th, my brother's birthday, my only living brother's birthday. I want to wish him a happy birthday. His birthday was February
4th. Happy birthday. He shares his birthday with former U.S. Vice President Dan Quayle, who's turning 75. In it, Alice Cooper. Is turning 74. Let's see here. Boxer Oscar De La Hoya is turning 49.
I know Oscar. Oh, you said 49?
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking you about to say 65. Mm-mm. Damn, I was about to say,
and
damn.
Oscar, crazy ass comedian. Hmm. And I would be pissed at my parents if they gave me this name. Hannibal Buress is turning 39. You name me Hannibal? Kind of like, you know.
Elector probably went around then.
Hannibal Elector?
That's probably before that.
So, all right. So, that was for the 4th. And I'm going to slide these in here real quick. Special events/special names for the day. Bubblegum Day. Hemp Day. Stuffed Mushroom Day. Thank a Mailman Day. And Rosa Parks Day. That is the one I did not know that they did. The Rosa Parks Day.
Yes, her birthday. I don't know. It was one of these days. The 4th. It was either the 3rd between the 6th. It was either past or it's coming up. But she would have been 106 on her birthday.
I'm glad you brought that to us, because they didn't throw that one in there for us.
It's a lot of tributes going on for her birthday. Like, one company gave all the bus drivers coats with, you know, Rosa Parks on it and stuff. And it's just a lot of good things going on to celebrate her. So, happy birthday, girl.
So, all right. For February the 5th, I'm just going to slide through a few maybe known names. Tim Meadows, formerly of Saturday Night Live, is turning 61. Jennifer Jason Leigh from The Hateful Annihilation is turning 60. Chris Parnell, who's on Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, is turning 55. Michael Sheen from Frost Nixon Twilight Films, turning 53. Singer, pass me my line. Bobby Brown is turning 53 also. David Chisholm from One Life to Live is 52. Cristiano Ronaldo is turning 37. If y'all don't know who he is, you must have been under a rock for forever. Let me guess, you don't know who he is.
I'm SpongeBob today.
Oh, shit. Soccer player. One of the richest ones.
Yes,
and he's just 37.
I heard his name before, man.
Baller.
Them soccer players, y'all. I told y'all before, get y'all kids in soccer.
Yeah, because they go overseas. That's where the real money at, from soccer. They trying to bring it here in the country, but
it we'll seems less dangerous goes. Too. Like, far as, you know,
we don't know.
hitting versus football, shit like that.
Oh yeah, it is, of course, somewhat. All right, February 6th, Mike Farrell from MASH is turning 83.
I don't know which one that is.
Me either. Tom Brokaw turned 82 also.
Hey, happy birthday. I don't even know if I want to say happy birthday to you. You got a lot of allegations going on right now, Tom.
Now, I only know her by the two movies that they listed, and that's the only reason why I would know who she is. Kathy Najimy from Sister Act and Hocus Pocus is turning 65.
Okay, I don't know who she is, which one she was in Sister Act. And Hocus Pocus, I never watched that, believe it or not.
You're going to have to look it up, because she played him. I can't describe her to you, but I won't describe her to you. But I know who she is. And then, what the hell is going on here? We got Rockstar City or something. Axl Rose is also, his birthday is on the 6th. He's also turning 60. Like I told y'all, on the 4th, we had Alice Cooper. So, all right, Josh Stewart from Criminal Minds and Third Watch is turning 45. Dane DeHaan. Yeah.
Interesting name.
Bruh got like 5 letters in his name total. A D, a A, a N, a E, and a H. But he got 10 letters in his first and last name total. But 5 letters. 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Dane DeHaan, happy birthday to you. He's turning 36 from Chronicle and Amazing Spider-Man 2. Oh. Dancer Allison Hoker is turning 34. What? Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things and the New Mutants is turning 28. All right, producer forgot a comma or a bullet point there. Okay, the 6th is known as Dump Your Significant Jerk Day, Frozen Yogurt Day, and Pay a Compliment Day.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Damn, your significant jerk day, damn.
Oh, I got something to speak on that one since you just said that. Just remember to go back to Valentine's Day. So remember to go back to that. And you said we got a lot of,
love-hate
bullshit going on.
Yeah. You might be, checking your significant other after the end of the episode.
All right, February 7th, to wrap it up, birthdays, we got just a few here. James Spader from Boston Legal and The Blacklist is turning 62. Actor, comedian Eddie Izzard, with an I, is turning 60. And also a comedian, I was going to say fellow comedian, Chris Rock is turning 57. Shit, fellow actor and comedian Chris Rock is turning 57.
Yes, happy birthday.
And also fellow actor, wannabe comedian, Ashton Kutcher is turning 44.
Hey, 2.5 men, and I didn't watch that shit.
And this is a...
Hey, butterfly effect.
Oh, this is why this one is on the list. Okay. Hear me out, this one, y'all. Former gang member and federal prisoner.
We're waiting.
What the fuck?
Turn model, Jeremy Meeks is turning 38.
Oh.
So you know who this fella is. One.
Yeah, he was just on TV the other day, yeah.
The little light-skinned, bald-head fella with the blue eyes and shit. Everybody's
with the teardrop and everything.
Oh, shit, teardrops. Damn.
Yeah, he got a tattoo or something up under his eye. I could have sworn it was a teardrop. I could have sworn.
All right, this week is known as Burn Awareness Week. Dump Your Significant Jerk Week. Well, I guess the 6 was a starter for that week. National Marriage Week, Ballet Day, Fettuccine Alfredo Day, and Send a Card to a Friend Day.
What's the announcement? Damn. Oprah, you get a card. Damn, Send a Card to Your Friend Day.
So, did we ever get any hits on that last topic from the last episode? I forgot what we posted. We're not going to look that up. But, we didn't list this one, but, oh, wow. What's on your anti-bucket list? Something you tried once and will never, ever do again.
What's on my bucket list that I would try once and never
anti-bucket do? List.
Oh, anti-bucket list. I'm going to go parasailing.
That is not on the...
Anti-bucket list?
Something you tried once and will never do again.
Oh. I thought you were saying something that you want to try once and never do again. Something somebody I tried once and never do shit. Again.
Pass me. Here, come here. Hey, you. Come here. You got that? Come here. Yeah.
I ain't got nothing off the top of my head that I... You know what? Have kids. Give birth. Shit.
And also, we have an ad from a special advertiser. If you're looking to have a kid, holler at our host, CG. Because apparently he's not having one with the co-host ever again.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So ever moving on to my anti-bucket list. Something that I tried once will never ever do again. Apparently have a kid with Shiny K. Oh man.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of that right now. Like, damn. She hard.
She just gave me my damn answer. Something that I will never try again. I'm trying to think because there's some stupid shit out there. You know, I'm so over roller coasters at my age now. Like, even though I know I got uncles and cousins that's older than me, like, fuck that, I'm wrong on that shit. I've been over them bitches. Miss Lala asked me, why do you even go to see the point? You see these kids?
Mm-hmm.
You see these prizes I'm about to try to win? You see these elephant ears and drinks we about to try to eat and shit and good shit? That's why we go to see the point. Y'all can go ahead and get on them rides. Even though we haven't been in about, 4 or 5 years, I wonder how to be with the kids now. Because they're teenagers.
All they want to go is eat. They ain't going to want to go and get on no rides. Probably bumper cars or
we're going to have to intrigue and merry-go-round about this. But what's on my anti-bucket list besides? I guess my answer is going to be flat-out roller coasters. Shit, fuck it.
Dang, see, I wasn't thinking like that. Like, damn.
I don't never try no dumbass shit like, no dumbass with the story like, oh man, one time I was with Cuda Bird. Well, some of y'all might know it is Cuda Bird. And okay, I'm just trying to think of a name. I was with Jason. Man, I thought we was going to get a blunt. This fool went and got a line and asked me to do that shit. We did it though. I never do it again. I ain't got no answer like that for y'all. I ain't got no shit like that. No way. So, all right, did you think of something else? Since I said that little measly answer to roller coasters?
No, I couldn't really think of something.
Belly piercing?
No, because I do that again.
Let's set the appointment.
I really would. Let me get my stomach in order. Oh, let me get my stomach back to 2019.
Okay.
Let me get my stomach back there.
All right, let's see here before we set the president for the table today. See if we got any more bullshit going on here. Now, I know we've seen plenty of these commercials and little things, shows or whatever, and jokes that say what happened to the losing team's apparel. So, all right, this story says, what happens to the game gear when a team loses? No matter who wins the Super Bowl, each year the NFL orders hundreds of Super Bowl champion t-shirts and caps for both teams, with the winning players getting the gear on the field. In addition, apparel makers pre-print winning gear for each city so that the retailers can flood the market and sell to fans quick. So what happens to the items that have the losing team on it? The NFL and its licensed apparel companies donate the stuff to charities which distribute the new clothes overseas. Oh. So that is correct. That is what I thought they was going to say. And yes.
That's bullshit. We got people here that can use the codes.
That is true. But that'll fuck up the propaganda. It'll fuck up their media propaganda.
That's true. Give it to the homeless kids.
That's all about the same.
Give it to some needy kids who can actually...
Okay. But
Let's think about this, though.
Go ahead, what you just want to say.
Oh, all they going to do is resell the shit back to us?
Who?
Whoever they sell it to. Let's just say
they don't sell it to nobody. They give it to all the kids in countries that they really ain't got no TV access. The joke used to be they send it to the kids in Africa. You know what I'm saying? They say that because, you know, there's so many countries with kids that starving and all that other shit. But my thing is... that's just like how I will approach you like sometimes and say, what if we had a whole bunch of teeth and just gave them out? Mm-hmm. Free media. Free.
Publicity.
You know, a guy on the street going to have that shirt on for 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the summertime. Even if you don't, that nigga smell, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You see him, you already know what it is. Yeah. You see the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing, publicity, you just out there.
Yes.
So that's my answer to why they don't give it to the homeless here in America. It disturbed the theory, their narrative.
Oh.
Of, no, who won? You know what I'm saying? This championship team. This is one. This is what we got out. That's how we gonna spend money. You can't get nothing else but that.
Mm.
But yeah,
good insight on that.
Shit. Oh, I'm trying to look at some. Look at our list of shit here. Chill there, buddy, before we jump into the love shit. What's a kid's food that you still love as an adult today?
A kid's food? What kind of...
Something that you ate as a kid.
Nothing there. Chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Grilled cheese sandwich. Tuna sandwiches.
Chicken nuggets or grilled cheese sandwiches? No, tuna sandwich, I don't think falls into the kitty category.
Well, for me, when grown-ups, living at your grandma's house.
Shit. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Grown-ups love it. That's some grown-up shit.
Grandma didn't know how to cook.
I'm going to need something in his tummy and some shit.
Being spoiled, but yeah, I guess.
But, all right, so what's something you still eat as an adult that you loved as a child? Get this on social media, and we're going to try to see... what type of answers we get. So, but the first 5 I got here, SpaghettiOs. Ding, ding, ding. That's a good one for me. Huh?
No. Oh,
shit.
I ain't eat that as a kid, and I ain't eating it now.
SK say hell no. I say yes. Ah, yes, 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 yes. So, fried bologna sandwiches.
Yes.
That was the shit then, and still is the shit.
Forgot about that. That's a homeless sandwich.
You call it a homeless sandwich. Now, this is something I stumbled upon as a grown-up, not as a child. I don't think my parents liked it, as far as the tomato soup. And this is something that you said, grilled cheese. Tomato soup and grilled cheese. I am down for that one.
You can keep the tomato soup, but I'll take the grilled cheese.
You never tried tomato soup with grilled cheese?
I don't like tomato soup.
But you never tried it as a sauce?
Mm-mm. No.
Like just a dipping?
No. No.
All right. String cheese.
Nope.
Never liked it. Never will. Fruity Pebbles.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker. Matter of fact, I got a Sensations Fruity Pebbles flavored milk in the fridge right now.
That sounds pretty interesting.
I offered you some. You was like, nah, fuck that shit.
No, right now.
All right. Leading into the bullshit. Women were asked to share the worst Valentine's Day gift they receive.
Oh, shit.
What's the worst shit I done gave you for Valentine's Day?
Worst shit you ever gave me? Was nothing.
I mean, shit. Well, I'm sorry because it's like 20 years later and, you know, it's still new shit that they can come out with and I'm probably to find. But I think my most memorable shit was when we was like 17 or 18. Flowers, card. I got you all this other shit. You was all taking pictures and like, oh.
I was so gushing, huh? Like, yeah.
Cheeks are so rosy, yeah. Red, and the pictures all looking all shiny. Like, ew, look at this motherfucker but me.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Hey.
Now, something else so I remember was memorable when you and the kids got together and got me these bouquet of candy bars. I enjoyed that.
A bouquet of candy bars?
Two bouquets. They each had one. Each of these. Yeah.
Ain't that about something? I like ordering edible arrangements, but I don't know if you like that shit.
To me, it'd be a waste of money.
I used to get that for my mama.
Yeah.
And my mama.
I didn't want one. See, got it for your mother.
40, 50 bucks for the little cheapest one they had. And then, hey, I was trying to raise a family on my own. And then delivery, you motherfuckers. And it was like, oh, gee, somebody knock at your door. You better answer it. Because she motherfucker ain't. So, all right. The three that they got listed here. Oh, what the fuck? That is not even a... Why would you even... He hated you. Okay, bitch? He hated you. Okay, my first one is two large bags of kitty litter. I have one cat and he prefers a certain brand of litter. Okay, I take that back. He don't hate you.
He was looking
out for you.
He love that cat more than he love you.
I think he was looking out for her financially in the long run.
You could have bought me that any day. That's true.
Chocolates
come with that shit.
I appreciate the effort, but that wasn't nothing for this occasion. But I when I first read kitty litter, I was like, he hates you. Why would he give you two bags of kitty litter?
He loved that damn cat. Better watch out. Motherfuckers be in the closet.
Okay. Alrighty. A gift card for 2 free weeks of one of those meal preps and delivery services. Mm-mm. Now, if you into this shit, maybe you've just been thoughtful.
Now, me, if you call me that, I'll be like, God damn. let me figure out what I'm ordering this week.
Oh, shit.
Like, and that would be really helpful because,
not cooking shit.
I had got one of them food boxes before, and it come with the all the ingredients, the recipe. You just throw all that shit together and shit like that.
May I remind you, they be sending some weird shit. They be like chicken, tomato, acapulco, bacaboca.
They got better recipes now.
I took two bites of this shit, and my stomach was like, no, reject, and you're in the wrong aisle, buddy. Coming back up.
And that could be a thing, like, oh, baby, you can't cook. My goddamn.
All right, the last one they got listed is a huge box of coffee pods, but I don't own a coffee making machine.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Like, wrong damn, you
bitch.
Like, I can't even think of nothing to say if somebody would hand me that and I ain't got no coffee pot or nothing to go right. with it. Like, damn. Here, right. You can just go get your money back. Like, wow. That's like buying a vegan person a steak. Like, what the fuck now they gonna do with that?
That's fucked up.
That's honey, really messed up. For Valentine's Day, we're going to, damn, what's the... Gacho.
Don't tell her you order pizza. You like, listen, that's your pizza over there. It's vegan. You don't touch mine. You sitting over there with the three meat shit sizzling, smelling in her apartment. What's wrong, honey?
The other thoughtful thing is
the meat smell is getting to me.
She vegan and you still eat steak, but you still want her to cook this steak. Goddamn.
Oh.
You knew she don't like meat.
Well, that brings in that rapper song to me. I think it was Dirt that said something about you do this and you do that, but you don't cook steak. That's why I don't put my feet up for you or some shit like that. Like, damn. Mm. How you want me to cook that and I don't even eat it? I don't know nothing about it. Now, speaking of... my crazy daughter said something about being vegan and then followed up with drinking milk or something. I was like, nah, not an option if you're going to be vegan, buddy. That's not necessarily vegan. Well, there's still people that still eat the something, she said to me. I'm like, that would be considered vegetarian, not vegan. Vegans don't eat anything that has to do with animals. Any item that has to do with animals.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, that some people don't be getting that shit. Like,
why you shedding all this hair? You shedding all this hair. Studio dog over here shedding all this hair, y'all. Everywhere.
So what's up? We getting into some news, or we getting into some...
If you got some news, let's hear some news. But I thought you had some love and hate shit.
Okay, let's get into that.
You should have spilled the news before we got to the love and hate. Let's go, though.
So. Dang, let me go back to the news, then.
She done lost it. Look, she lost it. You already.
All right. So, let's start off with a happily, heavenly birthday to Trayvon Martin. He would have been 27.
Damn.
And if y'all don't know who Trayvon Martin is, he...
Fuck you.
He went about some Skittles and didn't come back home.
That's how I feel. If you don't know who Trey is, fuck you. Trey died for just trying to do the right damn thing. Walk home, getting the iced tea, Arizona iced tea and some Skittles. Just because he wore a hoodie, he was...
Profiled
by George Zimmerman.
I wasn't even going to say his name.
Who wasn't shit but a motherfucking little lookout, neighborhood watch. Let his story be heard again.
And we still hear stories about this now. Like what happened recently where the man was walking through the neighborhood and looking, apparently he wanted to buy a house, or I forgot the actual story, but he looked in an abandoned house and people thought, oh, he's robbing people's houses. And you know, killed him too. Luckily, them people, you know.
Are you talking about Ahmaud Arbery?
Yeah.
And he was running. The sources say that he was looking in an abandoned house in the neighborhood and people was breaking in recently. But he was jogging that morning and three white guys decided to act like they were Dukes of Hazzard.
Now, George Zimmerman got off on this, on Trayvon Martin, but good thing with Arbery case is these three guys actually pretty much got life in prison.
Yep. And it's sad. We still have our civil rights, how do I want to say this, activist martyrs. George Floyd, the Trayvon Martins, the young man that looks like Emmett Till, Tamir Rice, I believe his name is, that died, even though the young man was playing with a little toy gun or whatever, but pellet gun, toy gun, airsoft gun, however you want to call it. Y'all put these damn toys out here and guns out here for us to play with and then wonder why we still want to get them when we get older. Like, we play cops and robbers when we grow up and shit, and then you want to
forget cops and robbers. We got video games.
We had a choice, but now we are the robbers. Now, sadly, before you go on to that next one, I'm sorry, I'm gonna just break this out. Years ago, it was they started saying Looney Tunes made kids crazy,
mm-hmm.
made kids violent. I still disagree with that. But it's to me, they're searching. Because not long after that, a couple years, they come after and say these video games.
They got to blame somebody, and they don't want to blame the gun people.
Or the parents that don't want to stick up and parent their kids.
That's true.
But my thought is, I agree with them on these when it comes to Grand Theft Auto. That game is so detrimental to kids right now. Because that game, GTA 5, has been out for about 10 years plus, maybe. Mm. Maybe, I'm going to say, because I don't have the direct info in front of me, y'all. But
just the whole the whole game's...
Just the knowing. The
game been out for over 20 years.
Oh, I didn't... Before, when I was playing, just got my PlayStation, my older cousin, Dale. Y'all have heard him on the podcast before a couple times. He was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what you playing? Well, Grand Theft Auto. What's that? Well, you know, it's a game where you steal cars, run around the city, rob people, blah, 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 blah. Oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I still haven't played the first Grand Theft Auto, but it looks crazy. It's kind of like 16-bit, however you want to call it, looks crazy. But my thing is, like you said, this game's been out for over 30 years now, 20, 30 years since the first original Grand Theft Auto. And let's see here. We're 2020. 30 years is 1990. So I give it 25 years or mm-hmm. something. You know what I'm saying? But I'll give you all the facts in a few seconds. But now, when it comes to that game, I agree with the media and all the people that say that the video games is crazy. GTA was like Scarface on nuts. Mm-hmm. And remember, what was it, Vice City? Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, that was
the whole depiction on that, which exactly. we know that the game was already kind of like depicted on that anyway. Yeah. But
well, not that one. I don't think the first games were, but Vice City was straight up Scarface type shit. It was even more Scarface than Scarface video game. Mm. Scarface video game let you go through the movie. But Grand Theft Auto let you do the things
you have that more you will saw. Play.
Yeah, free will. So
my thing is it with Grand Theft Auto is it's very dangerous. It puts you in a mindset to me when you put on a VR set. Did I say that right?
Yeah, VR headset. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you put on that, it's like, oh, you actually in this shit. I'm living this shit. I'm shooting these people. Oh, I just got out the hospital. Oh, I did this mission. I just bought a new house.
Hold on.
I'm flying an airplane.
Hold on. What did you just say? Get out the hospital. Mm-hmm. How do they get out the hospital? Why do they get going to the hospital?
They die. Every time they die. When you die, you wake up in front of a hospital.
Okay. So, is that what these motherfucking kids think? Is that what's fucking up their brain? I'm going to go shoot this nigga. Fuck, I'm going to kill him.
And when they don't come back, I think that really fuck them up when if they go to jail and they really sitting down and really thinking about this shit and dealing with this shit. I really think that, like, we don't have no studies and shit like that on the brain,
Like you just said, we don't have the studies because I don't think we have technology to tap into people, what they thinking. I think that's more extraterrestrial shit.
But you see movies and shit like that, so you think it's possible, yeah, shit like that. But
the whole fact of you playing this game and your brain is fucked up. You think this shit is not 100% real.
But you doing life things.
Yeah.
You doing real life things, or I'm going to the bank, or I'm changing my clothes. I'm getting my car souped up.
I go to sleep, say the game, wake up with energy. Like you said, the car souped up.
Yeah, then they start eating and stuff too to get energy.
You got to eat to get energy in San Andreas. You got to work out, get better health, all this other shit.
So now, and then you got dreams and aspirations and this shit too.
Then it's jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
Hitman jobs, it ain't a go to 9 to 5 work job, but it's side jobs. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that.
When I say dreams and aspirations, you buying the big mansions, you seeing the big mansions, and you driving the big boats and yachts.
Right.
You flying the little airplanes and shit like that.
If I'm not mistaken, don't kid me wrong, but I believe there was one game where you could either be like negative or positive depending on your actions. Well, that you had to be positive anyway, because if you were super negative on Grand Theft Auto, you had the police warrants.
And then you remember how they started evolving on the game, giving you more like of a choice.
Yeah.
I can do this or not, this or that, and now I got a different outcome.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
So now, they really fucking up with your mind, because now it's like at first I'm playing a game and it's just like. I'm just doing whatever y'all tell me to do, like whatever the mission is and all this
straight
shit.
Straight story.
Like,
now that story is broadened out and giving me options.
Yeah. Now I can make decisions. Now I see, like, oh, if I make a mean decision, I'm gonna be the big bad guy. Or,
the AI technology is sliding into real perspective of life.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Back to the VR shit, like the VR headsets shit, like you like simulating shit. Like,
I'm sorry.
These
why
kids
did you say
are
that?
Living this shit.
The VR headsets. The old guys falling into the floors and shit on it.
But I'm just saying, this shit up. is fucking up with these kids' minds because it's like...
We don't have a true answer. We don't have a kid that's saying, well, I thought that he'd come back. We don't have that, but kids are doing dumb shit that are imitating these games.
Mm-hmm. So, movies and games and songs. It's just... It's just not no games. It's everything. The whole...
Ding, 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 ding.
The world is influencing our kids. And sometimes we don't even know about it. They can see shit at school on their friend's phone. Right. Shit like that. Like, it's just so much going on now that
The second thing you just said, movies, right?
Yeah.
There are movies that came out in the 90s and 80s that turned out that where terrorists did the things in those movies in real life. Like, come on, man.
And then, not only that, you got movies that they banned and won't even play now that's from back then because some of the humor or some of the things that was, like you just said, maybe bombs and just things of that aspect, like back to the Looney Tunes. Like,
right.
They banned a certain shit that they think that causing these things, which y'all put it out there, so what the fuck y'all thought was going to happen?
Right.
And this takes me back to the news. News can be good and bad, but the news to me is kind of that 50-50, maybe 60-40, 70-30 maybe. Because it's like,
kind of like they're still reaching out for ratings.
Yeah, but they showing you shit and telling you shit that's happening, but they also informing you, and maybe you can go out and go get your own education and go do the same shit that's happening on the news and do it better.
Because it's like they're controlling the narrative. They're going to show you what they want to show you. And what they want to show you is the shit that's negative that's going to get them the ratings. I can't hone on to the name of it, but it was a TV show. It may have been like something called Onion or maybe even Newsweek. It definitely wasn't Onion. That was a fake news.
Onion was a party.
Yeah, that was some stupid.
Parody.
Yeah, parody. Parody.
Yeah.
But it's you know how you have the directors that say, just think here in Detroit, in Michigan, you got 247. Where they're going to run this station at 403. We got to run it at 401. We got to get it out before them.
Mm-hmm.
If they hear it here, that's when they're going to hear it. We got to make sure they hear it first.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that challenge. It's always that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So media always, you just can't look at media as they're doing a service. It's still a fucking business. The ratings get them the money, get them the Nielsens, get them everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this just takes me back to KSC. What can I think of? Something recently happened that's crazy. Kids seeing, kids just got arrested or they looking for some kids who was throwing rocks off of a bridge. Now you looking around and a couple of cities over and they doing it in another city.
The copycat shit.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. You get that with murders, kidnappings, rapings. What the fuck is this copycat shit? Like, man up. Do your own shit, first of all. And then second of all, go be a bitch.
First of all, don't do no stupid shit anyway that's going to get you locked up unless that's your end and goal.
Never mind. I'm not even going to go down that route because it's not even on that subject. I'm just jumping to a different lane.
Yeah.
I went from I-95 to I-115 on this one. I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it, then I want you to continue on what you got going on next with the next story because we got off the topic for a long time. Grown man, grow the fuck up. Quit fucking around with people. I'm glad I kind of lost what I was going to say because it was kind of very nasty.
Oh, okay. Well, let me get to what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
So
fucking pervs.
It's February, y'all, so
it's Black History Month.
Yes, it's Black History Month. Yes, Chili. So we got some this lady right here is making world history. Apparently Jessica Watson is going to be the first Black woman to live and work in the International Space Station.
Okay.
For NASA's Atlantis program.
That's what's up.
So, my thing is, she gonna be there into 2025. Mm. Now, she's only 33 years old, and, she gonna be one of the newest members in space. Now, what I was about to say, my only thing about this is, right now, they are in the works of getting rid of the space station that's there, and they trying to, I guess, put a new one there. Mm-hmm. So, my thing is, tester?
Oh, wow. Come on now.
Like we sending this new person in a new tester space station and shit like that, and let her, one of the new people to test it out and shit like that.
I'm pretty sure it's a mock of the original, well, the last one, but with some better things. But, you got anything else on that one? Uh-uh. On the astronauts? Okay. So, all right. Speaking of the space station, the smell. NASA. what the fuck did I just say?
NASA. You was about to say, you sound like you was about to say Nas Astrodamus. Yeah.
Okay. So, NASA astronaut Victor Glover has shared some behind the scenes about the International Space Station, and it's really not all that surprising. Glover, who was on the ISS in late 2020, did an interview for the NASA podcast, The Body in Space, and shared, when you first get to space station is when you notice the smell. You kind of get saturated and you get used to it after that. That means wet, don't it? Saturated? Sounds like
wet. No, you get saturated with the smell, I think. That's what it's saying. That's what I think he's saying.
Good take on that. But, okay, what?
Oh, I was about to say, this takes me back when I used to walk into one of my auntie's houses. I ain't gonna say which one. Who listening, y'all know. Insider. But it's the smell. Like, God damn, it hit you like, God damn. And then you in there 20 minutes and you used to it.
I'm seeing your nose already. Okay, all right. He said, it's when you first get to the space station when you notice the smell. You kind of get saturated and you get used to it after that. And I'm glad you explained that to us. So, yes, thank you, Shani, for saying that, like breaking that down. But it was an interesting combination. When you go into the module that has the lifting, the strength training equipment, that's also where the bathroom is. So that's the most odoriferous module. Mm. That one smells like a locker room.
Oh, man.
Glover also likens the overall odor of space station to the smell at a hospital.
Mm. Now, see, a hospital...
Got that clean air, cold...
To me, a hospital just smells sick. Like, the hospital just got this weird sick smell.
You say hospital got the germy smell to it?
No, to me, it just smells...
You said sick? Shit, that's that germy smell. What's that germy?
But I can't describe it. That's just my take on it. Maybe because, you know, when a couple times I've been in the hospital, like it's had a long period of time, you know, my senses was heightened.
All right, y'all. We done ran a couple stories on NASA and everything. We kind of got off the love boat.
We never got on the love boat. We was on a news boat.
Oh, well, let's keep it going.
So we got some crazy news with Kanye. Apparently, he exposing Kim for having what's what the door name for having North on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Yeah.
Now I feel him on this. Because, as a parent, like, I don't really want my kids on TikTok, but my kids are teenagers, and I am on TikTok. So, I can go on there and monitor shit, see shit. Oh, you posting that? Oh, take that down, girl. But, apparently, North on there putting on lipstick.
And how old is North?
I want to say she about between 5 and 8.
This can be thought as a playful kid just playing with lipstick. Or this can be caught by some dumbass perv perception and get fucked over on it. On some dumb shit. I feel him.
But Kim slapping back, clapping back, saying she is the main provider and the caregiver. And what she chooses for her kids, it is pretty much she deems safe.
And you got to think about, they made their life and living right now off of social media life. So, I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah, they are the social media stars. Got the most, you know, followers and all that shit. You want to combine them, motherfuckers?
There's also a story that's recently been posted. I didn't read into this shit because it's kind of like, come on now. Kanye says that Kim believes that he is trying to kill her. I don't know about this. Kanye on some crazy shit, and he was already thinking people was out to get him a few years ago. Maybe he even fucked with her brain enough to where she's like that.
Now, I got some more allegations. He went on and made some more shocking allegations about kidnapping and drug uses relating to Kim.
What?
I don't know if he's talking about kidnapping him or the kids. And now, her using drugs.
And mind you, a couple weeks ago, he was on somebody's news shit, giving up some interview, talking about something that he went to Ray J and got a second tape, a laptop that had a second tape of him and Kim on it.
Oh.
And Kim said this wasn't true. So, is Kanye just buffering or what?
Like she said, he just trying to fuck up her life, cause drama.
And I'm not sure if you've been underneath the rock for the past 8-7 hours. Or shall I say 4 hours. But sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ that Kylie and the new baby is doing great. And little Stormy is feeling great to be a big sister.
They don't know
Kylie and Travis Scott have welcomed their second child to the world. And it's a boy. Kylie announced the birth of their second of her son. Take that back on second, but Kylie announced the birth of her son on Sunday, saying the kid was born on Wednesday and indicating that the baby's sex by posting a blue heart. The photo she posted to break the news features what appears to be Stormy's hands reaching out and touching her little brother. And has Travis Scott tagged in it, and it's, well, this one doesn't, but the one I seen earlier. Well, yes, KJ also tagged Travis in the post, but the one that they showing right here doesn't have his name up here. Maybe it disappeared. You know, Instagram show you the name who tagged in it first.
Now, see, I don't know if he's still fucking with this girl.
Who?
Who we talking about?
Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, I don't know why I'm thinking about the sister. Ain't the sister fucking with a Travis too?
No, not that I know.
Chloe.
No. Courtney is with Travis Barker.
Okay. That's why.
They're deeply in love right now.
Yeah, but Travis, he stepped Barker out on her though, right? That's why.
Not that I know of. Not that I know. Recently, they've been in woody woo woo.
Yeah, but one of them Travises just had a baby by somebody else. I thought.
Neither.
Okay.
Neither that I know of.
Congratulations to y'all.
Okay, let's see here. And I believe that baby was born on 2-2-2-2-2.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So not long after the cat was out of the bag, Kylie officially announced her pregnancy herself with an emotional video documenting early stages and featuring Travis, Stormy, and Kendall Jenner later on. Oh, they're just giving a little background on it, on what happened. Let me see here. Sonogram. Yep, talking about a sonogram. So, alright, that's part of the story. So, I don't know why they're talking about that. But shouts out to Travis and Kylie. For sticking together through all whatever bullshit that he did put her through. Whatever, but y'all both celebrities, so y'all both got people reaching for y'all. So, just be on the lookout. Keep y'all strong. Keep y'all love strong. I hope y'all keep y'all love strong. Not like y'all listening to the CG Social Show.
Listen, keep your foundation strong and your doors locked.
You got that. And when my door's locked, your door's to your relationship.
Yes.
Don't let them people in. So, all right, real quick before we take a break here. Alvin Kamara, running back for the New Orleans Saints, was arrested for battery in Vegas. He allegedly beat up a person in Vegas. And this story came out I want to say about a... Wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. Pacific time, how far are we away from Pacific? 3 or 4 hours? We're just three on it? One, two, three, right?
I think so.
All right. Okay. This just broke up within the last hour, I want to say, because it was 7:17 Pacific time. Now we'll give it at 10:17, and we're here at 11:06 right now, y'all. And he was just at the... playing at the participating for the All-Star game, the Super Bowl, Pro Bowl weekend, as I should call it for the NFL.
And he beating up people.
He was in Vegas for the Pro Bowl and actually played in a game today on Sunday, catching 4 passes for 23 yards. But reports are saying that New Orleans Saints star Kamara was arrested for battery in Las Vegas after allegedly beating someone up in a nightclub Saturday night. The 26-year-old running back was taken to Clark County Jail and booked on a charge of battery resulting in seriously body harm. Metro PD says officers was dispatched to a local hospital at 5:50 p.m. on February 5th for a person who reported getting battered at a local nightclub. After investigating, cops determined Kamara was allegedly the guy who doled out the beating. They were able to track down a 5-time Pro Bowler on Sunday and take him into custody without incident. So, they knew where the fuck he was at and waited till after the game and arrested his ass.
Mm-hmm. Knew what hotel you was at, bro.
And jail records indicate that he is still currently locked up. And in Nevada, battery with substantial bodily injury is a felony. And if convicted, AK could face several years in prison. Mm. Be on the lookout because this story is still developing, you guys. Whoa.
But then you say he was in the Super Bowl?
No. Oh, he played in the Pro Bowl. Today. Okay. Today. Earlier today. Yeah, the Pro Bowl, I think the Pro Bowl came on around 3 or 4 here, so it was probably noon there, so they probably arrested him shortly after. Probably right after the locker room. Mm. It's interesting that ESPN didn't say anything about this. You know, they pick and choose which stories they want to break any damn way. So, wow, that was some breaking news that I just had for y'all. Yeah, Alvin Kamara, number 41, New Orleans Saints running back.
That's crazy.
So let's see what you got. Well, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, and we're going to finish up with a second hour of the CG Social Show early February. Let's get it cracking. We'll be right back, y'all. All right, y'all. We back, and make sure y'all check out CGS Clothing, www.cgsclothing.com. They got some new hoodies and some new tees out. Just keep y'all going through the late winter, and definitely a tons of new women clothing. Reports are that they got a new supplier on deck. So be sure to check out cgsclothing.com. So, all right. Let's get back to the page of the story of what we got going on in the glory. What you got, Shawnee K?
Okay, so we here to talk about Cosmo signs that your dude might be too high maintenance.
Whoa.
Are you freaked out by... Are you freaked out by your fella's excessive grooming? Like, damn, he cleaner than you. Or his super snappy side. Damn. You on your period too, baby? Or now, maybe...
Wait a damn minute. My mom used to say that shit to me when I was a kid. What's wrong with your boy? You on your period?
Oh,
what
my
the fuck
God.
You mean, mom? What the hell?
Every month. Or his little prissy mood. Maybe he's a member of this gang that we, you know, don't speak of or... don't know of, but this new breed of people is called, or wait, they don't even name the new breed, but he might be a new breed of the member of the new breed of the not so many men.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. Listen, some men are, see, you can't even say a man is manly and a man is just a man, because I can't, to me, I don't know.
Do you want to know the difference between a man and a manly man? Can he change a tire? Can he move appliance? Can he fix something?
Okay, when you put it like that, okay. Okay.
Is y'all in the woods? Do you hunt?
A manly man is going to be a cowboy. And your man.
That's a straight up manly man. For real, for real.
Oh, okay, so let's get into these prissy dudes, these high maintenance dudes. Like, okay, so your man might be high maintenance if he checks himself out while he walked past a storefront mirror.
Wow.
Damn, baby, you looked at yourself wow. while I did. Damn. And then, hold on. You know how sometimes the girl stop and you still walking and you don't even notice she stopped and she's sitting there standing there? She stopped ahead of him and she looked back and he doing the same thing she doing.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's a little weird. He reads self-help books. Hold on. He has self-help books by his bedside. So not only do he read them, this nigga read them at nighttime before he go to bed, probably when he wake up.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna beg to differ on that one. What's wrong with that? Self-help.
Now, we ain't talking about you and no maintenance
yourself. No, self-maintenance, trying to better yourself. Shit.
Oh, so you...
I don't know about that one. I'm keep going though. I'm just saying I don't know about that one. That's my objective. That's my objection to that one.
You confront him about his highlights.
Oh shit! Need no more else to say.
Damn. And he swear that it was worked on by the sun.
Yeah, in this one spot, huh? You let the peroxide work this one line.
Oh my gosh! Now hold on. If a dude got some highlights, sometimes it's cute, like. Dang, you actually did that, or you went and got that done? Or shit, maybe the girl did it herself. Hold on,
at least he ain't fronting about it. He ain't fronting about it.
Really? He gonna swear the sun did it?
You confront him about the highlights, and he say it's the work of the sun. Why don't you just say, yeah, I went and got it done? And then flick your hair one time, there you go.
Because he too high maintenance. He don't even want to admit he went to the salon. No,
bitch. Okay, carry on. What you got?
Oh, I thought she was about to jump on it.
I got one. He got a 300 thread count bed linen sheet, and his mama didn't buy it for him.
Well, some women like that.
And obviously some dudes, too.
And that is a little high maintenance, because you would think a dude don't care what the fuck he sleep on. For real. Nigga got a bed, he got a blanket. He don't care. He got a bed, blanket, and pillow. He uses emotion... how you pronounce it? Emoticons? Emoticons? Fuck. He used emojis in his emails.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Damn. Now, we
talk... Oh, that's the example right there at the end where they use the semicolon to make the smile.
The smiley face and shit like that. But my thing is, you seen these new little emojis out here? So, it's pushing dudes to use these motherfuckers now. Mm-mm. Like, what you gonna do if a dude send you a pregnant man? Like, really, dude? hold on. Here we go. I'm late for work today. And he send you that emoji. Like, my stomach hurting.
Okay. What's wrong with you? You pregnant? No, man. My stomach hurt. Shit.
Bubble guts. He's picky about which underwear goes with what pants.
Well, I guess I'm fucking high maintenance then.
You gotta wear blue underwear, blue pants.
No,
silk can only go with cotton.
Well, now hold on. There are certain days when I'm like fucking. I'm all black. Everything black. Undershirt, underwear, everything. But no, as far as like saying like. You can't wear a certain pair of drawers with a certain pair of pants because it won't fit right or it's too tight or something like that. Yeah, I'm
now,
like that.
Now, see, this takes me back to the girls. You know, some girls don't wear bras and panties that don't match. Like, oh, all my shit gotta match. Did this, like, really? Like, dude, really?
I don't think this falls into that same category. But I feel you on that. Do the drapes match the curtains?
Oh, what about this? He has a breed of a dog that starts with teacup or toy.
Bitch.
Yeah, he a little girly girl.
You better say it's his mama's or his ex-girlfriend's or something.
Oh my gosh. Let's get to the moving. Mm-hmm. You both, oh my gosh, you both freak. Hold on.
You both frequent the department store skin care counter for free samples.
See, don't that sound a little weird?
Nope. They both go get skincare shit.
Go to, it's missing or something.
You both yeah. frequent the department. That means you go, you often visit there a lot.
Yeah, but I just feel like it was a word missing. I wouldn't have said that in a sentence. Maybe that sounds funny to me. But yeah, a dude that take...
hell no.
Some of these is maybe high maintenance, but a dude who actually take care of themselves is good.
Right.
On some real shit. At the end of the day.
On that shit.
At the end of the day, Cosmo, like, if your dude high maintenance, it might be good. Unless he's spending all the money and you can't, you know, go get your nails and your hair done. That's a different story.
All right. I got a new subject for y'all. Does playing hard to get work? Mm. Have you ever played hard to get when dating? Did it work for you or did it backfire?
I think it might have backfired.
Aw, damn. Well, we shared our own stories and heard these listeners' experiences. I ain't got too many experiences because I ain't never going to play fucking hard to get. I mean, you down with it and I'm down with it. Down with it.
High school days. Dude kept on bothering me, kept on like trying to get my number, kept on talking to me and junk like this, you know. Gave my phone number and I never answered the phone or whatever when he called or whatever. Told my daddy, who's if this such and such called, I'm not here. So I never talked to the dude. And I looked around and it was Valentine's Day and he walked up to this other girl with some flowers.
Wow.
I'm like, God damn, I could have got flowers today. I was looking. I feel a little bold that day, like, damn, I ain't get shit on Valentine's Day. He got this bitch some flowers. Like, God damn.
Early high school days. I don't know when this happened.
Not great.
I ain't talking about this nigga. Hell.
No. Let's see. You got some other girl flowers. I ain't know about the shit. I'm going to find out. Where she at? Them bitches dead now. I like that relationship. Shit.
Oh, God. Man. All right, so a couple listeners said, I play hard to get to land my husband. I refused to go out with him for 4 years and finally told him I was just waiting until I had your undivided attention.
Mm.
So damn. In the meantime, you may have slept with some few other guys, and he probably definitely slept with a few other girls.
Oh my gosh, well...
So the possibilities are endless.
At least I'm glad you threw the last in there. Like, I thought you were just gonna leave it as her and just sleep around. I'm glad, you made it a even playing field. But damn, at least y'all still, you know, caught up with each other in the end or whatever. Like, remind me of the... I believe, who's that, J-Lo or somebody who just got back with somebody after 20
back.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, love never dies. Mm-hmm. That flame never went out.
I hate that shit because, damn, what'd you do in them last 10 years? You been banging this motherfucker every night and sucking and licking and all this other shit. You want me to come in there and just play pretty pop-pop?
Do guys think about that when they out there doing that $40 shit? Damn.
I don't know. I can't, like, I can't answer that for you.
Who was last getting that $40?
Hey, this fella can't answer
saying,
that for you.
No, I'm just saying, like, do guys think about that when they cheating, like, versus in a relationship, like, oh, I'm about to get back with this, and she got 20 miles.
The guys don't think about it, neither do the female, because everybody live in the moment. So it's right now, right here. And she's not saying, oh, I'm going to get back with a guy that I was with 5 years ago, and now he's going to worry about who I've been with within the past 5 years. Ain't nobody think about that. It's time to live for the now. That's what everybody doing. All right. The second one says, it backfired. I was playing hard to get, and she was playing hard to get in return, and we ended up ghosting each other. You two dumb fucks.
Now, that's stupid. Because, obviously, y'all... wasn't that into each other?
That's how it is nowadays. People be like, you don't call me for 8 hours, I'm going to call the other nigga. I ain't heard from you for 3 hours, I'm going to call. Something must be wrong.
Hold on, I didn't see the meme that said something like that. Like, if I don't hear from you in 24 hours, I'm single.
Fuck, let me be. Give me some fucking air.
Like, goddamn, you single already?
That's the problem with this generation. All right, let's go down to this next topic. You know you're a cheapskate when.
Oh, shit.
All right. Make sure you hurry up and get with me here now. All right. I'm going to start off with the first couple ones. You lined the inside of your purse with aluminum foil at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, shit. You taking everything home. God
and
damn.
And I'm going to keep it warm.
Oh, shit.
And I'm trying to keep that shit warm. I got aluminum foil in the middle pocket of my purse.
Hold on. I thought they said the whole purse. She went and got she got the tote bag in this motherfucker, the big purse. Hold on, that's when you, me personally, I wasn't even lining with aluminum foil. I drop a big ass Ziploc bag in there, trash bag, something in that motherfucker. Shit, all you can eat. Shit, my purse about to go home packed. But I'm not ghetto like that, y'all.
You gonna have that motherfucking can? You know how you buy that can that say Thanksgiving dinner and it had the layers?
Oh my god, really?
Fuck chicken wings, meatloaf,
hold on,
prime rib, shrimp, fish.
Seven-layer dip to the next level. That's when you're wearing aluminum foil.
Getting ready to walk out. I'm going to see some fucking chocolate cake. Awesome. Ooh, let me get a piece of that. Oh, on top of all that food you got in that Ziploc bag.
Dessert first.
Motherfucking ass. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all be going that Golden Corral times, putting some chicken wings in your goddamn pocket. Y'all better cut that shit out, boy.
I've seen that a couple of times.
Man, all right. Shouts out to our listeners over in West Virginia, Maryland, Florida, and California. Thank you for checking it in, new listeners. And shouts out to the other countries that are checking it in besides the United States of America. We got Brazil, Germany, somebody from Russia. Check us out. Thank you. All right. Thank y'all for listeners. And that's just real quick. And to continue on, have you ever eaten noodles and ketchup?
That sounds like a homeless meal.
No,
No spaghetti to me. That ain't no spaghetti.
The closest thing I have tried to noodles and ketchup is Cincinnati chili. Chili on top of the noodles.
But that don't count.
Okay, all right. I'll take it back, y'all.
We talking about some homemade spaghetti old shit. That's what we talking about. Shit. Noodles and spaghetti, no.
What the fuck?
Exactly. All the way.
Okay. You unrolled 2-ply toilet paper for the extra roll.
Damn, that's going to be thin to the motherfucker. Like, damn, you going to have to wash your hands. You might as well not even use the toilet paper. Shit. Man. Your hand going to be wet. Oh, my gosh. And then you're going to have to use more, though, for me. Like, I'm thinking about it. Like, you
exactly.
But if you think exactly. if you think that one crazy, how about the people who reuse Q-tips?
I wasn't even about to get to that yet. But let's just tie them in together. That's some trifling
like,
shit.
Like, how can you reuse a Q-tip? Like, you put that motherfucker down. You put it down for a reason.
Just think about reusing the Q-tip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just the thought of just, and I'm not even going to go into the matters of the fact for y'all listeners. Reuse a Q-tip.
I had a Q-tip stash.
That's fucking disgusting.
With old wax on it. I wonder where the wax turn was sitting.
That's disgusting. So back to what you had just said, because you just said that and it just threw me off. The toilet paper. Like you just said about unrolling it and then you have to use more. You might as well just use that.
Just buy the cheap shit. Damn.
It takes me back to Shania Twain talking about something she uses. What was it, 1 square per wipe or something?
No.
And then it was like three squares per wipe or something like that.
Just to get a bidet and just dry yourself off.
You might as well.
God damn.
Because that shit going to be sticking to your ass.
Like I said, my hand going to be wet.
Okay. All right. You cross out names on greeting cards and send them to others.
Nah, my grandma used to do this all the time. Oh my gosh. Wrapping gifts with my grandma. My grandma used to always get lots of Christmas cards.
Ooh,
I mean, she used to get like 50 a year.
She took the motherfuckers from the holiday party.
No, seriously, she used to get all these cards, you know, sent to the house and shit. And she used to just call, wipe out the name and write whoever name she sent it to new. Put a new card in there.
That's ridiculous.
Let's not talk about the reused gifts. The
I'm not even going to say this one because that's just stupid. I don't even know how that's even possible. I'm skipping that one. All right. You buy an outfit for a special event and then return it. Well, that's a lot of females nowadays.
Oh, nowadays you can't. If it got a blemish on it, smell like perfume. Good. If it got a dog hair on it. Some people ain't accepting. Now, me, I read that on somebody's return policy, the dog hair, and I'm like, damn, I had to put my shit on outside.
I'm gonna get a dog. Fucking dog hair. This motherfucker shed all year long.
Like that one to me was a little pissed off. Like, damn, I could see smoke, perfume, deodorant. Right. Like dog hair. I got a shitty dog. Some people have 5 dogs.
All right, you sharpen the pencil until you hit the eraser.
God damn.
No comment.
Damn, how you working with that little ass pencil?
You buy birthday presents at garage sales.
Oh shit. Damn, it ain't even got a tag on it. A used gift. God,
don't worry about that little blemish at the bottom.
Damn, Tommy, somebody wrote their name on it, but here, it's for you. God damn.
That's ridiculous. All right, Glamour has the top 5 dating deal breakers. You want to take a look at those? I'll lead into it. Admit it, you have got your first date litmus test. What the fuck? Does he criticize his mom? He must hate women. Does he undertip? He's a selfish jerk. Wexler always mentioned that she is a vegetarian. Because depending on the guy's reaction, she can tell whether he's an accepting boyfriend or an intolerant one. So in the spirit of fairness, Wexler asks men what chaps they're high. Here are the top responses. Oh, shit. I don't know. Did you want to go with this one or you want me to?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, man. Top 5 dating deal breakers. All right. Number 1. She will not try new things. No need to skydive with him if you are not into that, but a touch of adventurousness can go a long way. Number 2 is she is judgy. One 33-year-old man writer says, when I live with my gay best friend, I mention it right away to see if it made the girl uncomfortable. It did more than once and killed the chemistry for him.
Number 3. She hates sports. Mm. Predictable? Sure. But according to Wexler, the top response was among the guys. Mm-mm. So all girls don't hate sports.
Agreed. Definitely agreed.
She's damn, I'm just tongue twisting right now. She is not up on the news. Now, a lot of guys, I guess, wasn't into a girl, you know, not being knowledgeable.
Now, I don't know about girls, but my mom does this shit to me, and she be like, oh, what? It's supposed to snow today? Oh, what? When did this happen? Oh, when did they change this guideline? I'm like, oh, gee, Ma, you gotta watch the news. Yeah, well, I don't like watching that shit. So, I don't know. I kind of feel that shit.
You got top 5?
Nope, you can go ahead and finish it.
movie references go flying over.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, when I get it right, you won't. Movie references go flying over her head.
Shit, you don't want to stop. I was just saying, oh my gosh, because I thought it was hilarious.
Which, I hate this because you be bringing up little shit like, you gonna shoot your head off or shoot your eye out, you know, just shit like that. Like, I had to think of it real quick, but, you know, just movie references. You know, girls not really into movies. To me, it's like,
shit. Not into the action movies or the same movies that maybe the guys be watching, but shit. But some of them damn things be going right over your head. You're a daisy if you do. What the hell are you talking about, man? Oh, you ain't seen that movie, huh? I'm sorry. I'll be your huckleberry.
But they talking about, ladies, if you have no idea what he's talking about, admit it.
Please do. Don't keep him going to the third question. Then he like, wait a minute. She don't know what the fuck she talking about.
And then this takes me back to the sports things. Like, definitely admit that, you know, if you ain't into sports, you definitely got to tell them that, because you don't want to be talking about field goals on basketball.
Hold on. No, not even that. Oh, well, that's a good example. But wait a minute, you said what?
Field goals on basketball.
That's not a good example, because that's a stat. Field goals in basketball. That's how many shots the guys take. But I understand where you're coming from. You're talking about the kick in football. Yeah. I just want to clarify that. Yeah, that's a good one, but I just want to clarify that actually is a stat in basketball. But motherfucker Thompson, oh, he hit a home run after hearing on a TV. Brady to Tim Brown, touchdown Patriots. Oh, he hit a home run. Yo, they got a home run, y'all. No. My, that was a touchdown. A touchdown. Oh, that's what they call it. Well, I just like the game, watching guys in their tights. Oh, okay. Like, come on now, Ma. Come on now. Get with the program. But I be hating watching movies that be playing that shit off a girl, act like she wanna know. She know what they be talking about. And I know it's a movie and they be scripting it, but they be having the girl be like, oh, yeah. And then she say some dumb shit.
And I just want to say this, since we talking about, you know, relationships and communication and talking. Guys, to me, don't want to hear about what your girlfriend's doing and all the drama and shit. Like, to me, that just goes in one ear and out of the other. Like,
I'm sorry, guys. I mean, gals. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, okay. Shiny Cake, still there? Are we still in the session? Did she disconnect?
Yeah, we still here.
Still here? Okay.
Take a sip of my drink so I can get my mouth wet. Make my mouth itchy wet.
That's why she left the goddamn studio there. She was like, fuck this shit. I know what did leave the studio. The alcohol!
I'm pretty sure C4 is still in the building.
There's some C4 in the building. Always.
He never leaves.
Damn it.
So,
Batman doesn't want to go to the gas station. So, alright. You got it. You want to go ahead and handle this? Your spouse is cheating on you? If?
Oh, man. Oh. Your spouse is cheating on you if, girls, this is for us. If you feel something is going on, trust your intuition. That woman's intuition be talking. Ladies, if you feel it, trust it. The next one. There are noticeable changes in your sex life. So you start noticing that, you know, maybe he not doing things that, you know, he normally do. Or maybe y'all not doing it as much as y'all normally do. Maybe now he doing it with somebody else. Or hold on, how about this one? He got some new tricks. And you like, goddamn, where you getting these from? Some motherfucker and taught that motherfucker some new tricks. And he bring them back to show, play with your ass. That can be good and bad. I don't know. If you catch him lying at times. Yes. Damn, a liar is going to tend to do other things. Lie about and cheat. If he's lying about something, eventually he's going to do other things. She becomes distant at times. She ain't feeling you right now. Like, she over there thinking about her new boo. There are periods of time when you cannot reach him by phone. Now, he ain't on that trip now. He ain't at work. Like, he at that hotel with Lizzie, the intern. Like, yeah, trust your intuition. Next one. She is becoming increasingly critical to you. Oh, increasingly critical to you. So, like, she, oh, you left the toilet seat up. She just fucking, oh, you chewing with your mouth open? Like, damn, you breathing? Like, she criticizing your ass about everything. So, look out for that. Oh, he deletes all his call ID information from his telephones. Damn, you deleted all your call log history? But how would you know that, ladies, if you wasn't going through his phone? That's a good one. She changed the way she looks or dresses. She going to the gym. She wearing makeup. She got on some heels now. You better look out. He is away more often and claiming he needs more alone time. Now, why he need alone time if he in a relationship? And then you know what's fucked up about that? Because if he need alone time and he out cheating and he telling you he need to be alone and he actually with somebody, that's fucked up. More frequently than before, she needs to work late at night or on weekends.
Oh, really, bitch? Really?
Them stripper hours going late at night now. Like, goddamn. Like, working on the weekends, like, nurse, I thought you only got to put in a certain amount of hours. How's that working? Oh, nah. This one is good. His phone bills are higher, and there are numbers on it that you don't recognize.
Who the fuck is this?
Now, I can see the phone bill higher, but you checking the phone bill on what number is being dialed and what's going on?
No, this number.
Like, this is not the office number.
This ain't a repeat number.
Susie answered the phone. Goddamn, I knew it. Right. Her phone rings at odd times.
Oh, shit.
Damn, it's 2:00 in the morning, baby. Who the fuck calling you, Tyrone?
I know she ain't talking.
I have to go off on somebody calling me late at night, texting me like, bitch, I am not your girlfriend. Like, what is wrong with you?
You gonna get us caught.
Oh, my gosh. He spent countless hours and unusual late nights on the computer.
Writing them.
OnlyFans?
Writing a report for tomorrow.
Writing a report to get some more ass.
If she ain't giving it up.
She keeps perfume and a change of clothes in her car.
I understand the perfume. I don't know about the change of clothes.
She got her whole bag with her. That's what you go out at, the whole bag. He hides his cell phone bill or home phone bill, so you won't see it. Now, I guess I need to go look at these bills, because what the fuck, really? Motherfuckers gotta have they cell phone bill. What about the credit card bill? Shit, that's what he put in the hotel room on.
$40 Western, $40 Lovers Lane, $60 here, this and that.
Now,
Comedy Club, 2 tickets.
Ladies, even man, follow your intuition, and if you feel like you're getting cheated on for Valentine's Day, if you ain't got a big trip planned, you know, that you can't cancel, you know, some shit that's in the works, leave. Get that bread, get that head, and leave.
Whoa. Peace out. Whoa. All right, let's see here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck?
What's going on?
I'm just going through this bullshit. Alright, so Ply says, thought him out for Valentine's Day. Do y'all agree with him?
Now, I don't know, but he like, you know, he ready to be somebody else. He talking about he want a Cupid outfit and everything.
Well, I mean, shit, if he's single, let him do what he do.
So, ladies, if y'all want to be hoeing around with...
Shit, Ply say he gonna shampoo that pussy. Y'all better fuck with them bitches.
That's necessary. Damn, he OBGYN.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Shit. All right, y'all. All right. If a man doesn't have 25 G's in his account right now, they don't deserve to have sex, says T.K. Kirkland, the comedian. Mm. That's a good joke, T.K.
Damn, ain't nobody fucking. Damn, hold on.
Except for the millionaires. 10%
of men are having sex today. Millionaires. Damn.
So, all right. AJ Johnson celebrated her 50th birthday with a threesome with two guys. And,
yes, I heard about this.
The internet is going crazy about this. How do you feel?
If she's single, I feel like it's okay. But if she ain't, like, goddamn. But she also said it felt like it was a dance.
Yeah, I bet it was. Dancing with two other guys and dicking both my holes everywhere.
I guess she only lived once. And I guess people are, maybe that's on her bucket list, obviously.
Hey, shouts out to her. Doom.
Now, AJ Johnson is from Baby Boy. Like, she was
the mom.
In case y'all didn't know. Because some people hear AJ Johnson, they think of Friday, so.
Okay, y'all. Reports are that Lamar Odom pooped on himself on Celebrity Big Brother. Do y'all think this is true? And we'll be waiting to see if they show it on the station. Oh, shit.
Now, me personally, I don't think that they gonna actually show it, but they gonna show probably him in the bathroom or him trying to clean it up. That's what I think that they gonna show.
So, all right, y'all. We have the D.C., which is Washington, D.C.'s Broccoli, D.C.'s Broccoli City Festival coming up. And in a series of tweets, Wale denies that he has anything to do with not headlining. What are your thoughts? Reports are that
this is the flyer of who is on it and who was headlining.
And why he got pissed off about it.
Yeah.
All right, reports are that Wale pulled out of the festival, and this was worth, I think they were going to pay him 50 G's, maybe, to show up at this festival. But he was mad that this is in his hometown, his area, DMV area, and he said he's pulling up to the show. Now, he says he's pulling up. We have speculations and reports that he's not because he's not on the headlining. Now, he felt that since it was his hometown, that his name should have been the largest on the motherfucking post. Now, on the advertisement, his name is on the second row underneath 21 Savage, Ari Lennox, and Lil Durk, who is obviously performing on the same day as him. And on the second row, his name is first, Wale, Rico Nasty, and then Jeezy.
Now, when I looked at that flyer, I seen Summer Walker before I seen anybody.
Yeah, I feel you, because it's the largest at the bottom. And then you got Ari Lennox, the largest also, and Don Toliver. But Summer Walker and Ari Lennox are the same size. Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel about this? Did he pull out because he wasn't headlining? Or you know?
Now, first of all, I love my nigga Wale. I was fucking with Wale before he signed MMG and all that other shit, but I feel him. I feel him like, that's my hometown. This is my hometown. This is my home area. You're not even going to put me on there first? Like, motherfucker, what the fuck?
Now, I don't know if I can find them tweets real fast. Now, he wasn't saying that he was mad that he got pulled out. He was saying that...
He pulled out. He
was saying that he did it because for his mental health and all this shit, like, it wasn't worth it and that. Like,
uh-huh. Okay. All right. Ross got on the phone.
But I feel like he was mad that, you know, his name wasn't up there or whatever. He wasn't headlining and
right,
shit.
Right, it was DMV area, his hometown.
Like, damn.
Baltimore, D.C. area. This my strip. Nigga, now, you ain't gonna put my name up here first?
Just imagine you come here and somebody name, who you would think of? Dang, I can't think of dude name.
But I know before, just by you saying that, and I ain't got an answer for you as far as names, but that's just like a nigga, you got Jeezy coming to town and you had who's he signed to his label? I don't even want to say them names, but you know, Payroll and them. the young niggas from 7 Mile, he had them open up for him. But if you're not on that level, then you should be okay with that. But Wale known for years, a decade plus. So that's what I'm saying. I agree with Wale, man. It's my hometown, my home area, and you ain't put my name with that first. Fuck y'all. So that's how I feel on that one. So what's this damn Ross got a song out that say I style her and her friend or some shit. What's that song say? I know you hate it, but took her to Alaska, iced her out and her best friend or some shit like that. But Kanye reportedly buys Julia Fox and her friend Birkin bags for her birthday. Is he overreaching or just showing out? Or what do you feel about him?
I feel like he's showing out. Like, what better way than to get in good with your girlfriends than to buy them all a Birkin bag? Like, something that they probably can't afford or would even buy. So, it's like, he trying to get in good with everybody. Like, icing the cake. Cherry on top. Because just think, if a... one of my friends just got a boyfriend and shit, I get a Birkin bag? Like, goddamn. I get a car? Goddamn. Like,
That's some crazy shit. You're setting up for that threesome.
if all them bad too? That's interesting. Or setting up for that onesome. That so, twosome. Shit.
Oh. What the fuck's over there?
That's me. I just moved my foot.
Man, about to jump up with the heater. All right, so Nicki Minaj reveals what sex position she was in while conceiving her son. If anybody want to guess, I'll give you 2 seconds. Okay, she was getting back shots.
Oh, shit. Goddamn, that's how you have a boy. Or allegedly, huh?
He was like, he was hitting that fat ass. He couldn't help it. Like, I'm gonna shoot! Ah!
Oh my gosh.
All right.
And she also advocates for women to enjoy being on top.
Ride that shit till you come. Get you a couple nuts and get it on over. Woo-hoo. So, all right. If y'all, of course, been hiding under for rock or not watching any type of news or entertainment, Nick Cannon announced his 8th child on the way. But recently after this week, Nick Cannon apologizes for how he announced latest pregnancy and brought up passing of son Zen, tells mother of his children, I will do better. You need to do better by getting your balls cut. Or doing what your doctor told you or whoever it was that told you and think about celibacy. Because out here having babies forever from everybody.
See, this is only because y'all know him. It's people out here that got 20 kids right now. Like, really? Wow. Really? I swear I got 20 something kids that could be kin to me out here. like through the bloodline. Like...
Can't folk. So yeah, that's some crazy shit. I don't know. But that was the entertainment news for y'all. And pretty much that's it. That's pretty much what we got for y'all for today's episode. Definitely be sure to check in on the next episode that's coming up. We'll see what we got.
Somebody can't wait to leave. Damn, man. You can't wait.
Hey, you don't get paid until our fucking show is over. Stop that. When I tell you to hit it, then you hit it.
Oh my gosh.
God damn motherfucker. Matter of fact, take your ass to the stove. We got another 10 minutes of this shit.
Oh my gosh. But we appreciate y'all for listening. And our new listeners, definitely don't keep us in your pocket. Definitely share us with your family and friends. And you can always listen to us on the go, anywhere you at. And enjoy us.
All your podcast listening episodes. Apprentices. Or whatever the fuck they call it. Motherfucker, search CG Substance Show. Alright, thank y'all for listening. It's been real from Chili Gilliam.
And Shawnee K.
Make sure you hit the right button. We out of here.
Adios, amigos.
We thank you for checking out this episode. Search CG Social Show in your favorite podcast listening app. Until next time, come get some.